Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it at, thanks for keeping America moving along. Thanks for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can go to our website, CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and if you want to listen online to the live show, there's a stream connection right there to listen to it. It says listen live. There's one right there. Click on that, and boom, you're right there listening to the stream. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, joins us for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those great two words in there, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president is going to be busy. He's coming back to Florida. He'll be here tomorrow in Ocala at 4 p.m. in the afternoon for another Make America Great Again rally in Ocala at the airport there. He'll fly into Ocala International. The doors open at 1. The rally starts at 4. And then when it's over there, he hops on an airplane back on Air Force One and flies up to Macon, Georgia for a 7 p.m. Middle Georgia Regional Airport at the hangar up there. And not to be outdone, we've got Mike Pence coming back down to Florida. He's going to be in Miami come Thursday, October the 15th, 12:30 p.m. He'll be at the Make America Great Again event at the Memorial Cubano at Tamiami Park in Miami, Florida. I'm sure Leo and the gang will be there, right?
Absolutely. Leo will be, I'm sure.
Yep. And, of course, then there'll be a Faith in America event, which will be held at 2 p.m. at the Lubavitch Educational Center in Miami, Florida. And then from there, Friday, October the 16th, he flies up to Selma, North Carolina for the Farm at 95, an event there that starts at 1 p.m. And then Saturday the 17th, he'll be in Reading, Pennsylvania for a Make America Great event again at the Reading Regional Airport. That event will start at noontime. So going to be a lot of things going on, plus the surrogates, the family members, and different members of the Trump team are just zigzagging all over the place.
Well, right, and that includes, of course, I think, as you mentioned, Vice President Pence. Also, Lara Trump is out there on the road as well. And so really, this is all hands on deck, and the president's going to be crisscrossing into these battleground states. He's not going to be letting up anytime soon. He looks like he's got all the energy in the world here. He's been recharged in some way, and he's out there, and he means business. And I think, Captain, we're also seeing the enthusiasm in the crowds. I mean, if you look at the people in the crowds, even through their masks, they just seem very, very happy. They are absolutely pumped that he is there in their midst.
Well, tonight, the people where he was at, they had a whole bunch of MAGA masks. So the behind him was a bunch of people standing there with MAGA masks. They didn't have that in Florida. Of course, it was much warmer in Florida, and people just don't wear masks all the time down here, especially outside. Why? Because we don't have to. It's called vitamin D when you're standing outside and you got bright sunlight and all that sort of stuff. And at night, even with the heat, the warmer temperatures that are out there, it also helps you.
Well, that's right. And of course, really, there's a kind of a tale of two cities going on here insofar as the Democrats seem to want to make sure everybody's scared.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's Liberal Larry. I'm on my way to work riding down 41 through, like, the Blanton area of Pasco.
Cruising.
How you guys doing?
Cruising.
Yeah. Hey, paid a lot of money for this car, so... That's what I want to do in it is cruise. I'm getting a little concerned because I think the latest battleground poll that came out was I don't know, maybe Kyle's heard of it. It's called Trafalgar.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're the one poll that predicted him to win Pennsylvania in 2016, and they got him down by 2 points. I mean, it's getting a little concerning. You need to take that.
Well, I don't dispute any of that with you, but I will tell you that these polls are rather ridiculous with the way they're made up and whatnot. Now, I've got a Las Vegas poll from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, which is a Democratic paper out there in Vegas, Biden up by 2. That's not true based on what I know and have seen and have heard out there. And depending on where you look and what you're looking at, the polls are all over the place, okay? But the internal polls that are out there, the ones that I trust, the ones I see, are showing me a different story. And when you do the math with the people that are supporting the president right now that weren't before, he's got to have more votes. He's got to.
I'm just getting a little concerned because some of these states have rotten blue governors. Like what? I got family in Pennsylvania, and they don't think very highly of that Tom Wolf.
Yeah.
We'll not even go to New Jersey. That's a lost cause with that guy. He's as bad as
Okay.
I just
all right, here comes the music. I got to let you go, but thanks for the call, and we'll get into more of that when we come back from the break here. Kyle Warren is going to be with me, so don't go anywhere. We're going to come back, and you're going to hear the Auto Glass America jingle. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. I've had first-hand experience with them now, and they do exactly what they say they do, because in the times in which we're living, somebody needs to give you a break, and I'll tell you what, right here in Florida, as well as around the country, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance in the same in the state that you're in, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash for your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. That's what they did with me. Now, here in my backyard, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you, and get that new windshield and $100 cash today. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
All righty, and that was in the chat room, so the guys in the chat room got to hear that too. All right, and we got a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is your Commonwealth Colonel. You know, Kentucky's a Democrat state. I'm actually a Republican, but the only way you're ever going to get anywhere is by being a registered Democrat. But, you know, that's politics for you. And, you know, I enjoy my family, church, my dog, but I really don't enjoy politics because it's just a ratchet game. But anyways, God bless you and your listeners.
All right, thank you very much. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, it ain't going to get any simpler.
No, it's not. It's not. And what he said is very, very interesting. A lot of times there's basically a thing you have to adhere to in order to get ahead. But that's not the way it should be.
Well, let me just talk to something here that I was going to mention about the seniors. I was getting ready to talk about this. Joe Biden is absolutely flat out lying about the president saying that amongst the children, the virus affects virtually nobody. Joe Biden's lying to the seniors because in speaking to the older voters in Florida today, he said it was President Trump who was talking about when he says the coronavirus affects virtually nobody. He was talking about America's seniors. He was talking about you. And again, that's a flat-out lie, and Biden knows it. That's the problem. We can catch them in their own lies very easily because of videotape and audio and all that. Now, we know that it affects elderly people with heart problems and other problems. If they have other problems, that's what it really affects, and that's it. You know, in some states there are thousands of people, nobody young below the age of 18, like nobody, and they have a strong immune system. And who knows? Take your hat off to the young because they have a hell of an immune system, but it affects virtually nobody. It's an amazing thing, by the way. Open our schools, so said White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
Well, that's right. We've had schools open here in Southern California now for a few weeks. And there haven't been any untoward issues that I know of. I know of one issue at a local school where a student tested positive, but that student did not come in close contact with people in terms of the parameters, and the school was not shut down. They sanitized the different areas, and they continue on as they go. But in other words, they're living with this and not shutting everything down again.
Right. Now, the president wants to hold a town hall on Thursday. Where's this going to be?
Well, we don't know the exact location of where it would take place at this point. That should be forthcoming. But we do know that it's, according to reports, the Trump campaign is talking to NBC about doing the town hall. So it could be that it may be at the White House. We don't know. Maybe it'll be at some nearby place or in a different state altogether.
I think it would be outdoors at the White House. That's just my guess.
Mm-hmm.
In the Rose Garden.
Yeah, that would be an amazing backdrop and also maybe, again, able to make sure, as you said, it's outside.
Now, we talked about this in the first hour, and I'm going to mention this again. Joe Biden's son-in-law, who's, you've heard of the Biden Five.
Right.
This is the Biden Six now.
Mm-hmm.
He's advising Joe Biden's campaign on the COVID-19 pandemic and policy thereabouts. And apparently he's investing in COVID-19 vaccines and therapies from a financial standpoint, taking advantage of insider information, which if you or I did that, we would wind up being whacked really hard by the stock and securities, or security and the SEC.
That's right. The Securities and Exchange Commission.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And you know, Captain, you know, don't some of these reporters constantly yell questions at President Trump about, does he make money from these medicines?
They yell at his kids.
Yeah, I mean, and so obviously here's a ready-made story for them, but we'll see if they pursue it at all.
Now, Joe Biden has made a very corrupt bargain, with in exchange for his party's nomination. First of all, I do not believe he is physically and mentally capable of being president of the United States based on the fact that I see someone witnessing the signs of dementia. I see that. And that's based on my experience as an emergency medical technician and a paramedic, because we used to see this kind of stuff when we'd have to transport seniors, people that had the problem. And it was just pathetic to see. You made them as comfortable as you could, and then you took them off to the hospital, and then sometimes we actually got called back for transport to take them to a nursing home. And this is not pretty.
No, it's not. And anyone who has dealt with an elderly family member, a mother or a father, a grandparent, they know that, and they see the signs. And I think, Captain, you've got a lot of people across America who are watching Joe Biden and saying, I have witnessed the onset of this before. I can see it. And so it is very, very unfortunate. And even from a year ago, if you look at clips of Joe Biden in the primary debates, he seems different. And he seems to have deteriorated from last October to this October. He walks differently, he talks differently, and
he stumbles a lot.
That's right.
He covers it up with a little shuffle, but he's stumbling.
That's exactly right. And so what we see, and of course it all goes back to the, are they just trying to bide their time basically, for Kamala Harris, to take over if in fact he wins the election. And I do think people find that it's very, distasteful because they're running a guy who likely would have to step down for obvious reasons very soon.
25th Amendment.
That's right. Or Nancy Pelosi and her cohorts will have him removed by some newly created congressional body or something. I mean, this is really very strange things that we're witnessing here.
And for the people that don't want to hear us talking about politics, think about this. How much more peaceful it would be in this country if Nancy Pelosi was not the Speaker of the House?
Well, you know, it would certainly be less contentious, and the exchange with Wolf Blitzer, I think, yesterday, it just says everything you need to know about Nancy Pelosi and how she's reacting to the slightest bit.
Wicked witch of the West, I call her.
Well, she's obviously tone deaf, out of touch, whatever you want to call it. She just doesn't realize that Wolf Blitzer wasn't asking questions that were mean or bad or anything. He was actually pointing out some very important things. She just didn't want to deal with it. Because they want to keep the focus, just like Biden did the other day. He didn't want to talk about court packing, but he wanted to say that we're going to talk about what he's doing. And, of course, he is the universal reference now for Donald Trump, anytime you're talking about politics for the Democrats, I guess. But, you know, this is the unhinged quality of Pelosi and others is becoming legendary here.
All right, and I want to thank very much a good friend, George, up in Minneapolis, for chiming in there. George, I appreciate you letting me know some great stuff here. So what do you know? Who knows? Now, the other thing is, Joe Biden is the servant of radical globalists. I think we can all agree to that, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Wealthy donors, right?
Yeah.
Big money, special interest, who shipped away our jobs to China, shut down our factories, threw open our borders, ravaged our cities while sacrificing American blood and treasure in endless foreign wars. That was Obama and Biden doing that.
Right, yes.
Now, it might have started under George W. Bush, but we were winning. We were winning before Obama came in and made the mixes he did that brought to the development of ISIS and the caliphate and all that stuff because he pulled the troops out of Iraq and got rid of our intelligence people and all that stuff. Well, things are nice, though. We don't need them. And I guess we'll have to get into that when we come back because here comes the music. But my point is, you can blame the Obama-Biden administration for a lot of what's been going on today, and Donald Trump turned things around. He turned things around. It's very simple. Look at your eyes. Look at your wallet. And by the way, things are a lot better right now for more people than they were before, even with the pandemic, because they've just kept trudging along. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. Senate confirmation hearings always bring out the most intelligent questions.
Senator Hirono of Hawaii to nominate Judge Amy Barrett.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator Hirono.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
Senators in today's hearing were questioning Judge Barrett's stance on Roe versus Wade. The answer was pretty much the same.
So I think, you know, what the Casey standard is, and that's just, it's a contentious issue, which is, I know, one reason why it would be comforting to you to have an answer. But I can't express views on cases or pre-commit to approaching a case any particular way.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And by the way, it's the Captain here bringing you back. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and veggies either, then I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and it's called the fruits and veggie capsules that they have there. And let me tell you something. They work for me. It gives me that little extra pep in my step. Makes me feel better all in general. And by the way, for some reason, and I don't know how to explain this, but a lot of people come down with the flu or they get the sniffles and they get this and they get that and all that sort of stuff. And since I've been taking Balance of Nature, I mean, I really feel good. Really, really good. So for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the stuff they have there because they're a wellness company too. And then use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And if you want to feel better, all you got to do is go to balanceofnature.com. Give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. And back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. You know, Kyle, we were talking about this during the last break. I don't, for the life of me, understand how Senator Hirono from Hawaii can hold her head up after asking the kind of asinine questions that she asked of a judge, a Supreme Court justice nominee about their sexual orientation and whether or not they had ever accosted anybody, I would have got up and smacked that woman in the face, lady to lady, had that been me. It took a lot of poise for her to sit there and answer that question without really getting upset because her kids are sitting there.
Well, that's right. You know, Captain, that question said so much more about...
Very unclassy.
Very unclassy. And Judge Barrett is a lady. I can't imagine, you know, that you would ask that kind of question of a lady like that. It's completely out of place. She's doing that. I think, Captain, sometimes I think the Democrats are just trying to go down the scorched earth road here. They absolutely, you know, want to make a mockery of this whole proceeding. As, you know, Kamala Harris already said it was completely illegitimate, so maybe Hiranyo thought, what the heck? But it really says more about the senator than it says about anything else. What a horrible, horrible thing that she did.
Let me make this announcement right now for the benefit of the Democrats and anybody else that doesn't understand what they're doing. Attention, Democrats. You have lost more votes than you thought you were going to gain by acting like a bunch of morons at the Senate confirmation hearing with the line of questioning you've been throwing out.
You're absolutely right. And then Spartacus himself was there. Senator Cory Booker, and he asked her, do you condemn white supremacy? And she says, well, of course. And he goes, well, I'm glad you said that, or some kind of thing like that. And again, where is this even coming from? I mean, are U.S. senators are asking these kinds of, really?
The gruesome twosome, Count Kamala and Cory, the gruesome twosome.
Yep.
They're right back at it again.
Well, sure. Yeah, and again, it just goes to show that it wasn't a serious discussion about anything. It was really, if anything, it was just, hey, we got maybe some people tuning in on this. We're going to campaign a little bit. We're going to make our statements. And I guess maybe they don't really care about all the other stuff they say they care about, because it's really just, again, about attacking a judge and getting their campaign ideas across.
The Democrats are going to lose this. They don't have the votes. As a matter of fact, they may even lose a Democrat vote or two over the line of questioning that's been going out there. It would not surprise me if somebody said, listen, I just can't go through with this. You people are just being absolutely nuts over what you're doing. But I have no doubt at all, and I wish that Lindsey Graham, the committee chairman, would just say, okay, we have one more day of questioning. That's it. We vote, and we're going to send it to the Senate.
Yep. Well, yeah, because a lot of it's going nowhere, basically. And Judge Barrett is doing just fine. She's sitting there, and she's talking about these different subjects and answering questions and keeping her composure, which is, I think, Captain, better than I could do.
But in front of your kids...
In front of
a sitting U.S. senator, and by the way, Ms. Hirono, Senator Hirono, birds of a feather here, you know, what goes around comes around. We're going to take that and stick it right back in her face. I wish whoever's running against her, when she runs again, takes that audio clip and rams it right back down her face.
Well, they're making campaign commercials. You know, I think the Nancy Pelosi versus Wolf Blitzer is a ready-made campaign commercial, and a lot of these questions, these bizarre things that they're asking, those are campaign commercials as well. In other words, are these the people you want to sit in judgment to confirm Supreme Court justices moving forward? That's a great question.
Let me ask you a question. Is it a campaign commercial when somebody like Joe Biden says, well, we're going to raise the minimum wage to $15 million an hour? And then he goes, oh, I meant $15,000 an hour.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it was really sad, you know, when he referred to Mitt Romney as that Mormon guy. That's another clip right there. And this is just a daily dose of Biden when it comes to that. And if this is all the time, this isn't you misspeak, because people that speak extemporaneously for a living, they're going to misspeak from time to time or fumble a word or something here and there. But this is an ongoing problem with Joe Biden, and people see it. And again, we're told, Captain, don't believe your senses. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your ears. you know, just keep going and don't question it.
Now, there is a report coming from one of the wedding magazines that wedding guests now want to know the mask policy at the wedding before people RSVP.
Wow.
Where was that taken? Hollywood?
A good question. I don't know for sure, but you know, Captain, part of it is that people are realizing that they can't go hours and hours and hours wearing a mask at an event or going outside or visiting someplace and walking around a town or a city. It's very difficult. People, they're finding they're not able to breathe very well.
Now, very quickly, Florida's age-restricted village, or most community called the Villages, some 60,000 people live there, is now looking to attract younger residents because of the availability of homes that are there.
Oh, interesting. Is the Villages traditionally 55 and over?
60, well, yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. It may go to the maybe you don't have a whole lot of people buying into there and or in places like that, and maybe that's why they're trying to make that.
And wait till you hear this one. The markets are turning increasingly skeptical about the chances of a Democratic blue wave victory. A lot of investments that were going to things that the Democrats traditionally would be doing should they win an election, are now being retracted or backed off from because the investors do not believe the Democrats are going to have a blue wave victory, if a victory at all.
Yes, you see, that's the thing. So despite people like James Carville telling us that by 10:30 Eastern time, Captain, we're going to know the end of this whole thing, And I find that weird because that's even before they call California. You know,
yeah.
They're supposed to automatically call that for the Democrat.
Yeah.
But you're right. They are looking at this very carefully, the investors, and saying, it may not go the way we think.
Well, there could be some surprises in California if the margin of victory when the polls close is double digits in some of those congressional races.
Yes. See, this is what we want to watch in California, because a lot of traditional Democrats in California are walking away. They're mad at the Democrats for what they've done to their businesses, to their communities, to their schools, to their lives. And, I think they might get a rude awakening.
And like I've been telling everybody, the blue wave that's coming is coming from the police, the firefighters, the emergency medical, because everywhere in the big blue cities where they've talked about defunding or reallocating funds for the police, and they've laid off police officers, and police officers are retiring or quitting and moving to other states to get a job where they don't have to worry about the problems they've had in those blue cities, they are going to vote some of those Democratic officials out of office.
That's right. And when they do that, Captain, I just got to say, we're hoping they're just going to do a peaceful transition.
Yeah, there's a good one. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren and the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And again, I got a pretty good song lined up here, so don't go nowhere. I shall return with more. And hello to Natalie down in Bradenton. I see you just chimed in. Hello, Natalie. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and you're back with the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up right now, and it's brought to you by the pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and think about becoming a member of the Drivers Club there, too. Well, here we go. Hold on.
Right.
That's AC/DC from 1978, Let There Be Rock. Again, that's from the performance at the Apollo Theater in Glasgow, Scotland. And I'm telling you, these guys, they were way ahead of their time. I'm going to bring Kyle in here. They were way ahead of their time, Kyle.
Oh, absolutely, Captain.
And I mean, they had the crowd. You could just see the crowd. They were rocking. By the way, I wonder if Steve is still sitting down. Steve in Thailand.
I bet he's not. This is, yeah, what we're hearing there is just a pure magic.
Classic rock.
Right, absolutely.
All righty. Now, I got to read this, and I'll turn it over to you. A low-pressure system will bring widespread gusty winds, rain, and mountain snow to the Pacific. You're going to see it up on Cabbage on 84. You're going to see it up on 90 up there going over 4th of July. You're going to see it up there around Mount Hood. In Oregon and in Washington State, more than likely. Also, the Northern Rockies before spreading into the plains and upper Mississippi Valley by Wednesday. Meanwhile, warmer than normal temperatures will continue across much of the nation, especially in the southwest and southern plains. However, cooler air is going to return to many locales late in the week. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're starting tonight in Seattle, Washington. We've got a gale warning and also a storm warning just out there off the harbor there area of Seattle and so forth. And so we've also got, I think, some rain, I think, coming in on Saturday, 59 degrees for Wednesday in Seattle, traveling down south. Of there, Portland, we're looking at 61, and I think we're going to be having rain later in the next few days or so. But as you mentioned, Captain, the high winds, that's the big story, and this is covering almost all of Montana and, of course, also large parts of northern Idaho. We've got a winter weather advisory there in northern Idaho. Down in Missoula, Montana, it looks like it's 47 degrees right now. They're having rain, and that should be clearing out a little bit on Wednesday with some more coming in the next day or so. But those high winds will continue. As you mentioned, it's a storm coming down from Canada, and we also have another one on its heels that can also produce snow and wind and rain. Also in Idaho, near the Idaho Falls area, we've got a hard freeze watch, so be careful there in the 15 freeway. Also freeze watch as you're traveling across I-84 going towards Twin Falls. In Wyoming, again, high wind warnings. This goes all the way down through Cheyenne, all the way through the I-25 corridor, down through Denver and Boulder and such. And then in the middle of Utah, fire weather warning. Southwest in Phoenix, going to still be below 100 at 98 degrees. But in Palm Springs, looks like 103 for Wednesday. Heating up in Southern California and maybe some mild Santa Ana winds as well.
And Steve in Thailand said he was really rocking. He had to stand up before he broke his chair. All right, well, here we go. North and South Dakota tonight, you've got some windy conditions, some unsettled weather conditions there, too. The South Dakota area, southeastern corner of South Dakota's got a fire threat advisory, as well as the northeastern corner of Nebraska. Also got some unsettled weather for the central part of Nebraska, northwestern corner of Iowa. The western half of Minnesota, the same unsettled weather conditions with some wind blowing through there. Down in Kansas, the western part of Kansas, you got a fire weather watch advisory. In the panhandle of Oklahoma down through Lubbock, Texas, you've got windy conditions there. Also unsettled and windy conditions. I-10 east out of El Paso to where the I-10 and I-20 junction come together, and the eastern part of Texas, too. Got a gale advisory up on Lake Michigan. Winds are blowing up there tonight. You got wind up in the southwestern part of Illinois, through the central part of Missouri, and other than that, things aren't looking too bad off to the east. Now, the Truckers Highway Bible Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Remember to go out there and grab yourself a cup of coffee by telling them the captain sent you. You were listening to me talk about them on the Red Didio. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate having him on the program. It's a very, 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 very good thing when we have him in there because he's well-knowledgeable. And we talked about everything from politics to what was going on with the COVID thing, as well as Joe Biden and some of his comments. And, of course, the Judge Amy Coney Barrett debacle, which is not supposed to be political, but is has turned political. You're supposed to be nominating and asking questions of a judge, not making it into a political debacle. Well, joining us right now, we've got from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it okay with you if I take Senator Hirono for the ridiculous question that she asked Judge Barrett and just hang her up by her thumbs somewhere?
And you know what's worse is when you ask, she asked two questions about being charged.
Yeah.
Or for sexual assault, or if she was ever involved in sexual assault with her kids sitting there.
That's right. That made it even worse. Yep. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. These people have no class.
None.
Yep. And
I watched the entire thing. I was a little late because I had to come home from tennis, but, it wasn't the how Amy would necessarily handle herself, although I think that was stellar. It was really an event to watch just to see how radical the Democrats are.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And again, between her and Kamala and Corey, who I call the gruesome twosome, those two people, I mean, they're just, it's like, would the last adult in the room standing up please take the American flag with you?
It was truly, can you imagine what Amy was thinking in her mind for what, 9-10 hours?
Yeah.
Imagine what she was really thinking.
Yeah, and it's just very, first of all, I thought it was unladylike for a female to ask another female that, and I don't even know where it came from. There's nothing like that in her history at all. Nothing.
It was really a remarkable moment. It came completely unexpected. I mean, we expected a lot of crazy questions, and we got them asked 900 different ways when it came to, you know, the Affordable Care Act or, all things abortion and women's right to choose, blah, 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 blah. But that question where did that come from?
Yeah. Hold that thought, because we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Denise is coming right back after that, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And there was an interesting anti-Barrett letter from the Notre Dame faculty talking about some signers that signed this letter about her that complained about her at the Notre Dame Law School, and not one of them was a Notre Dame law student. How the hell would they know? Oh, boy. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.